Now, more of the Locker Room Show with Brett Hollander on the Ravens Game Day Network.
December looking like November so far for the Baltimore Ravens. Another game, another win. They beat the 49ers today, 20-17.
Now, highlights of today's game presented by MedStar Health on the Ravens Game Day Network.
This one today actually lived up to the hype. Two good teams, and they delivered on a very wet and a very cold Sunday in downtown Baltimore. The Ravens defense got up to a bad start in this one. In fact, they did something they had not done all season long, and that's allow a score on the opening defensive drive. So the Ravens found themselves down 7-0 to Jimmy Garoppolo and the 10-1 49ers. But then the Ravens offense got a break because the defense got one back for them.
Jeff Wilson in the backfield. Ravens show blitz. They rush five. Garoppolo hit and sacked back at the 25-yard line. Ball comes loose, and the Ravens say they've recovered. The Ravens have recovered. It's Brandon Williams at the bottom of the pile as they force the first turnover of the game.
A big play there. Perhaps the weather had something to do with it. And then Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense went to work.
Jackson fakes the handoff, throws down the middle. He's got his big tight end. Mark Andrews reaches up and makes the touchdown catch. What an athletic move in the rain as Mark Andrews reaches back, holds onto the ball, and tumbles in for six.
After a Justin Tucker extra point, the game was tied at seven. And then Lamar did his thing on the ground.
Now Jackson backs away, sets in the pistol, takes the snap. Gives it, fakes it, keeps it, scores! Lamar Jackson, masterful with the ball skills, fools everyone, including me, and steps in for six.
That made it 14-7 Ravens. Eventually, the Ravens would go into the locker room with a 17-14 lead over San Francisco. Tucker hit a field goal, and then Robbie Gould missed one to end the first half. Make note of that in a close game like this. So 17-14. Going to the locker room, and it became 17-17 early in the second half. Jackson actually fumbles and gives one up while the Ravens are driving, and the Ravens offense did very little in the second half at that point. Really a defensive struggle ensued for much of this ball game. But between the two teams in the second half, the two teams went for it on fourth down a combined four times, each one of them pivotal, including a gigantic stop on fourth and one for the Ravens defense.
From the Ravens 35, Garoppolo to throw. Ravens rush six, passes deflected and incomplete. Almost picked off by Ferguson, but the Ravens defense forces the 49ers to turn the ball over on downs with 6:28 left to play, tied at 17.
So the Ravens at that point take over their own 35-yard line in a tie ball game. They're 6:28 on the clock, and they use every single second of it as they slowly move down the field, setting up a possible game winner with their guy, Justin Tucker.
Now, the feature play of the game, presented by the Maryland Lottery on the Ravens Game Day Network.
Justin Tucker for the winner from 49 yards. Snap is good. Kick on the way. It is long enough. And the kick is good. The time has come off the clock. The Hayes in the barn. And the Ravens take down the 49ers.
Yeah, it was not an easy one. It was not a chip shot. Justin Tucker in the rain and slop puts it through the uprights from 49 yards away. And the Ravens win their 10th game, 20-17.